Hello, and welcome to the Creative Writing Final Project Anthology. The topic is anthropomorphism, or something that is not human acting human, or something that is not alive acting alive. I like more upbeat poems, so most of these poems that will be listed inside are more positive, and I think the different perspective that anthropomorphism gives us can be an interesting insight into other cultures and peoples. The first work I am going to read is A Most Dastardly Plot, a pantoum about a cat's evil scheme. I like it because it was inspired off of my cat's thought process, which is why I wrote it. The second poem is also by me. It's called The Door. It's an experimental work. It's more emotional, and I think it's cute, and it disobeys the rules of grammar. Third poem is The Snowman, my last poem. I based it off another work, and it's just a snapshot of what I feel is meaningful about making a snowman. I like it because it was mostly inspired by an old cartoon named Calvin and Hobbes, which had a lot of things in it, but the main character liked to make a really graphic snowman, and I thought that was funny. Then there's Gummy Night by Giovanni. I liked it because it's a very silly short story about evil gummy bears. Or maybe not evil gummy bears. That's up to you. The fourth poem is Alley Cat Love Song by Dana Gioa. It's a poem from the perspective of an alley cat. It's written like a love song. I liked it because it's cute and ambiguous. It was entertaining. The final piece of work is Ancient Snake's Masquerade by Trevor Stewart. It is a longer, more dynamic poem, and it's from a snake's perspective. I liked it because the rhyme scheme was really, really good. All right, just listen to the poems. A Most Dastardly Plot by Jude. The cat lays low, watching and waiting. It naps regularly, but never truly sleeps. It is always at peace, but never complacent, striking at a mouse, though it is not hungry. The feline naps regularly, but it is never sleeping. As it lazes, it seeks opportunity. It strikes out at a mouse, but cares not for its food. The cat is entertained, nothing more, nothing less. The villain lazes, but seeks opportunity, and rests in the most inopportune places. It seeks entertainment, nothing more, nothing less. If a person is inconvenienced, the cat purrs satisfied. The malignant fur sphere lazes in the most inopportune places and rests on a keyboard, not for comfort, but obstruction. A person is inconvenienced. The cat purrs satisfied. The cat controls its human pets. Don't get confused. The domestic lion will rest on a keyboard, not for comfort, but entertainment. A cat is always at peace, but never complacent. It controls its human pets. Don't get confused. The evil lays low. It watches and waits. The Door by Jude. Goodbye. A door shuts. Sitting. Watching. Waiting. A squirrel in the window. Slam! The window holds. The squirrel flees. Barking. Guarding. Searching. Hunger. Food. Crunch. Munch. Crunch. Back to the door. Sitting. Watching. Waiting. Waiting. Standing. Tiring. The couch. Sleep.
climbing, flopping, laying, sleeping. The door. The door opens. Jumping, falling, rising, running. Hello, 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 hello. Who's a good boy? The Snowman by Jude. At the corner of a lawn, a snowman lies. He sits there, melted and sagging, created and abandoned, yet still loved, staring at the sky, its old glove flapping. As the sun melts it down, it can still make the day of a small child outside who could use a small wave. Gummy Night by Giovanni. The clock reads 2:17 a.m. A window is open to let the cool night air in. Looking down the end of the hall, I see a kitchen light flash on and off. I get up to see what happened, thinking the light was being strange again. There was nothing, just a dark room. The light functioning properly, a noise came from the cabinet. I open it to find a jar of gummy bears, staring. I shut the cabinet and the noise resumes. Opening the cabinet once more, I see the jar of colorful gummies. I leave, turn the light off, and go back to my room. The noise continues and echoes through the walls, leaving me unable to sleep. I go back to the kitchen with the light off, open it, and see the jar glowing and the gummy bears dancing. They stop and look at me. They exit the jar, pouring onto the tile floor with quiet, high-pitched screams. Fearfully, I ran into things and jumped everywhere, grabbed them one by one, and threw them back into the jar. It wasn't working, so I began to consume them. They threw books at me, 8 of them to throw one book at me, and it was funny at first. They escalated to using kitchen utensils such as knives and forks. They loved the sharp stuff. Only about 20 of them left to eat, and they all rushed at me with hate, so I grabbed them with a jar and dropped them into the bottomless pit. For their perspectives, it was the literal belly of the beast, for which they would forever be lost. I can finally rest easy, knowing I will not be woken again. Alley Cat Love Song by Dana Kiowa. Come into the garden, Fred, for the neighborhood tabby is gone. Come into the garden, Fred, I have nothing but my flea collar on, and the scent of catnip has gone to my head. I'll wait by the screen door till dawn. The fireflies court in the sweet gum tree, the nightjar calls from the pine, and she seems to say in her rhapsody, O mustard brown Fred, be mine. The full moon lights my whiskers afire, and the fur goes erect on my spine. I hear frogs in the muddy lake, croaking from shore to shore. They've one swift season to soothe their ache. In autumn, they'll sing no more. So ignore me now, you'll hear my meow, as I scratch all night at the door. Ancient Snakes Masquerade by Trevor Stewart. I put so much effort into random places, so much effort into random faces. Face it, I'm faceless, placeless, drifting, shifting, thoughts towards destiny, feeling empty, wondering what's left in me. Messages esoteric terrorize my rhetoric. Pedestrians staring, glaring, blazing, gotta get a second look. Shook, layers shed, fall from those ancient snakes left for dead, suffocated, stranded, damaged, god damned. The sunless planet is madness. Immobilized, try to find sense in a broken world. Water hands without manipulation, and in life, death is a stipulation. A fool's gold is never within grasp. So, clasp delusions grandiose, with a toast, to champagne and champagne, emptied grails course through man's veins. Oh, to see what mirrors saw, would reflections appear at all. Peer into the endless ego, see nothing but self-libido. We are all weary travelers, existence's eternal passengers. Remove masks, flasks, end the charade. Let serpents slither and sunbathe away from the shade. Embrace the end of nights, push away the start of days. Just keep in mind which way the pendulum sways. When the works I picked have been compiled together, it shows a lot of different things, but I think it can give a perspective on other people, because all of these works have a very different feel to them, but not just that, a different opinion to them. Like, the dog one is very simple, whereas, like, the snake one is very complicated. That reflects upon the animal's sort of disposition. But I think that you can kind of extract this into foreign cultures and other people. Everyone interacts with each other differently, and all humans are different. But we're all still human, and as much as the things in this aren't, they all still seem to have their own aspirations and other things. And I think that can be taken as a message to consider everyone else, regardless of if they're different than you. When I compiled all of these together and I was reading and writing them, I mostly just picked the ones that fit the theme and rolled with it, but I think I've learned a bit about tone as well as editing. I feel that next time I'll try to find a quieter room and possibly stutter less and do more cuts. That's all for the anthology project by Jude.